And we're heading down to the sea in ships now for the Jewel in the Crown series. As you know, this is a regular feature at the moment in Artworks, where we invite a director or a curator from a public gallery to talk about the one artwork in their collection that they think is the standout, the jewel. Today we're at the Art Gallery of New South Wales with the longtime director Edmund Capon. And from all the possibilities there, Edmund Capon has chosen a work by a senior living artist, an American with the marvellous name Cy Twombly.
Being asked to select one work of art, one picture, from our collection is a little bit like being asked, OK, here's the menu for the day. There's 50 of your favourite dishes. You can have one. This is not an easy task. And when I was whittling it down, you know, to find the one work, I went from everything from Cézanne to Picasso to Buddha to John Olson, but I've come down to a picture. Oh, actually a triptych, which was a pursuit of mine for a long time. And it is Cy Twombly's Three Studies from the Temeraire. I reckon, and not everybody does, I reckon that Cy Twombly is one of the great painters of our time. Now, there are people who differ in this view. And I have a triumvirate of sort of anti-Wobblies or anti-Cy Twombly's in Dear Margaret Ollie, Barry Humphries and Geoffrey Smart. To Margaret Ollie, my Twombly's are my Wobblies. To Barry Humphries, he says, oh, Edmund's friend Cy Twombly, the man who cannot draw. And Geoffrey Smart says, oh, sly Cy, he's too clever by half. But nonetheless, to me, Cy Twombly is an extraordinary artist. One of the reasons why I really, really like his work, and I always have done, is it goes back to that sort of instinct, that human creative instinct of making marks. And the first Cy Twombly pictures I saw were probably 30, 35 years ago, when he was renowned for making these kind of blackboard pictures with his dark background and these white chalky lines scrawled on them. And you thought it was almost sort of imbecilic, this stuff. I mean, what is going on here? But the more I looked at them, the more I felt that here was a line that was sort of unravelling before you of wonderful intelligence. And about 25 years ago, I happened to meet Cy Twombly. He was living in Porto Ercole at that time. He's lived in Italy for 50 years. He's now removed to Gaeta. It's a sort of medieval port town. And Cy has always said that he loves the Mediterranean. He has to live on the Mediterranean for a number of reasons. One is the colour, the light, the glare that he likes. The second is that he has to feel in touch, that sort of umbilical cord to the classical world. He's a great classicist in that respect. And the other thing which he said to me, which I didn't really appreciate at first, was he felt that the Mediterranean, like a lot of oceans, is not a divisive element. It's actually a connecting element. And, of course, on the eastern shores of the Mediterranean, Europe encounters the East. And that, to him, was another source of endless fascination. Anyway, what happened? He was working on, in 1998, I think, on these three pictures, separate pictures, which describe kind of ancient ships literally floating off into infinity and done in very much the Cy Twombly fashion with kind of semi-spontaneous sort of dripping colours. They're just dark greys and blacks, sort of ill-defined, literally floating off into infinity. And he was working on these three pictures. And then he was asked to participate in an exhibition at the National Gallery in London called Encounters, New Art from Old, in which great artists from our time were asked to converse with the greatest artists of all time. It's a fascinating concept. And one of Twombly's great heroes is J.M.W. Turner. And, of course, when he was asked to participate in this exhibition and to respond, converse with a great masterpiece in the National Gallery in London, of course he thought of Turner's The Fighting Temeraire, that wonderful picture of this great noble ship being towed off to its last resting place. The show was on in the year 2000, and I happened to see it. And there was the Fighting Temeraire by Turner, and there beside it were these three extraordinary pictures by Cy Twombly. Then I saw them again 2 years later in London, and I thought to myself, somehow I've got to get these great pictures to Sydney. Then I went to see Cy Twombly, who I hadn't seen for over two decades, in his house and studio down in Gaeta, and I said, look, we'd love to try and get these works. And he liked the idea. He liked the idea of these pictures, which were, after all, on a maritime theme, coming to a great harbour city. He thought that was intriguing and interesting. And after some debate, he said, well, they can come out, and so we can try them, just sort of put them in the gallery, because you're not going to buy pictures of that magnitude and, to be honest, some reasonable expense without seeing them in the gallery, see how they work, see how they fit, see if they're comfortable. Because it's an odd thing, you know. You can see a great picture, you get it out and put it in the gallery, and somehow it just, for some reason or another, just doesn't fit. Anyway, they arrived, and I felt that the pictures felt completely and utterly at home, but I had to raise the money. And after about 4 or 5 months, I have to say I was getting a bit downcast about that objective, because there didn't seem to be enough interest to make the commitment to buy them. So regrettably, after about 5 or 6 months, I returned them. The very day after I'd returned them, I said, that was a mistake. And I rang up Cy Twombly and the person handling the sale and said, sorry, can we have them back, please? And they came back and they never left. So what is it about these pictures? There are two overwhelming things. One is to go back to that business, that instinct, that extraordinary human instinct about making marks. Because every work by Cy Twombly, you can feel the marks being made. It's almost like a drawing in that sense, because there's a fascinating difference between paintings and drawings. Drawings never lose their immediacy, their spontaneity, their sense of touch. You can always see the sense of touch. Whereas, of course, in paintings with layers of paint and texture and all that, that personality, if you like, that intimacy can often be lost. But not so with Cy Twombly at all. So it was that wonderful sense of touch of these generally black or grey marks against a pale opalescent blue background. What inspired these pictures and this imagery? Well, coming back to Twombly's connection to history and classical antiquity, perhaps these are, as he's intimated, the papal fleets of Pius V, which left the port of Gaeta, where he now lives, in 1571, to join with the fleets from Venice, Genoa and Spain to defeat the Turks in the Battle of Lepanto in the Adriatic, and thus stopping the expansion of Ottoman Empire. Maybe that was in his mind, whether consciously or subconsciously, but certainly these ships have that echo of a moment in history. But whenever I look at them, I sort of ponder, well, what do they mean? Do they mean anything? And is it the same ship that we're watching from right to left gradually disappear? Or is it a series of ships going off into infinity, into that great void? There's a sense of transmission. There's a sense of time passing. It's like a dissolving fleet. And, of course, in that sense, it's a wonderful, rich and poignant echo of Turner's Temeraire, which is being towed by a tugboat to its last resting place. There is something wonderfully elusive about all Twombly's work, and I think particularly about this triptych. And as an American artist-sculptor, Richard Serra, has noted, he knows how to produce a sensation, not necessarily an image, but a sensation or an effect. Poets do that. I think that is the perfect summation of Cy Twombly.
Edmund Capon is the director of the Art Gallery of New South Wales, with the jewel in his crown, three studies from the Temeraire by Cy Twombly. The work takes its name from the gunship, the Temeraire, that was in the Battle of Trafalgar and famously painted by Turner. Three Studies from the Temeraire was acquired by the Art Gallery of New South Wales, by hook and by crook, by the sound of it, in 2004. And it was actually the first Twombly work to make it into an Australian public collection. There's an image of the three paintings that make up this triptych on our website. Also, transcripts there of all the jewels we've had so far in the series. And, of course, another jewel in the crown for you next week here in Artworks. This is Radio National, abc.net.au/rn. Technical producer for Artworks is Melissa May, and I'm Amanda Smith. Coming up to news time now.